Hey, Buster! Hey, Buster!
Buster!
What you got?
Buster!
Hello!
Gerald! Gerald, time to trade!
Hold him, Gerald.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, okay, here's how we'll do it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit it.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
San Francisco Giants have traded Camilo Duvall to the New York Yankees.
Done. Traded. It's 3:01, and we saw that cross at about 2:58 and change. So either Buster was listening to us cajole him with our taunts, or this thing was in place. It's now, we'll wait for the compensation. But, man, you called it yesterday. Duvall on the move, gonna be a something, and now he's gonna be a Yankee.
Yeah, we do not know the return yet. As soon as we get it to you, we will pass it along. I'm told, according to reports, it is not Aaron Judge.
Is it Arson Judge?
Possibly. Okay. John Heyman will tweet tomorrow about this deal. But anyway, Camilo Duvall is going to the Yankees, and yeah, what did I also mention to you right when we got here early this morning? I was like, if I'm Buster, the Duvall thing goes right to 3:00 because I don't have to trade him. So whatever you're offering me at 1:00, I'm waiting until 2:59, and then I'm going to call back and be like, how bad you want him? Because I don't need to give him up. So you better throw in another prospect, and there it is. Now, I'm a little bit surprised, and we'll see again. More deals could still come through. I'm a little surprised there was no Wilmer Flores. There was no Justin Verlander. There was no Mike Yastrzemski. Maybe there still will be. Duvall, though, is the one that would give you the biggest return.
Right.
And maybe that's what Buster Posey was totally focused on. And then here's my other reaction to this. Buster said, as of apparently Tuesday, the bullpen is open for business. And you pointed out this isn't a full-blown sell, and I'll tell you why I think you were partially right. It's a sell. But what did the Giants do? They only dealt from their strength. That's it. So in other words, the team that once upon a time was 12 games over 500 not that long ago still exists. Your bullpen's not as good, but you kind of can handle that a little bit. In theory, you have other people who can close, other people who have closed. You got another reliever from the Mets in return. And so you dealt only from your strength to bolster your farm system, but in theory maybe keep the rest of the team intact so that if there is a 6-game win streak next week, then, you know, who knows where the rest of the year goes.
And you've got a guy who you now can look at and say, all right, Randy Rodriguez, you're the closer. You're going to be our closer the rest of this year and hopefully for the next couple of 2-3 years to come. And, you know, Camilo Duvall was phenomenal a couple years ago when he was an all-star. Last year it got so uncomfortable he had to spend some time in the minors, and this year he's been mostly great. But you've got a player that you have a strength at that spot in the back end of the bullpen, so yeah, you look at your strength and you deal two relievers, and there may still be deals that cross here as the deadline has come and gone. Not everything officially reported yet, but you know, you take two of your core relievers and you send them out for help next year and hopefully in the future. Yankees, by the way, and the news broke from Jack Curry, yes, the Yes Network. I had mentioned him before. The Yankees bullpen over the last 27 games, 6.38 ERA.
Yeah, no,
so
they
the Yankees
it.
Were a team desperate for this sort of help. So I would hope that Buster was able to get a really good haul for their closer.
So we do not know the return yet, but I will also let everybody know, at first glance, it's going to disappoint you because you're going to be like, who are they? So all you can do in these deals, and it's always funny to me, like we saw this yesterday, there were a lot of people that are like, wow, the Mets gave up a lot for the Giants. I even saw some people go, ooh, the Giants fleeced the Mets for the Tyler Rogers deal. I never heard of any of those guys, have you? And that doesn't mean that they're not going to be good, but it also, just because they're highly rated prospects, clearly does not mean that they will be any good. So I would think that the Giants were able to get a very nice return from a major organization in sending Camilo Doval to the Yankees, but we're still waiting for that list and then kind of get an idea of where those people sat on the prospect list, what the experts think about those players, and then we'll be able to form some sort of an opinion. But it's very much like a draft where
I was just thinking that same thing.
We're not going to know the answer to whether or not this was a good deal until we get to much later in life.
And you go all the way back to the Carlos Beltran trade, where the Giants gave up Zach Wheeler, who at the time was, I think, a single-A pitcher, and he was their number one prospect. And you thought, all right, Beltran can help us now. And he played pretty well while he was there, but it didn't culminate in anything. And it took literally 7 or 8 years for Wheeler to become that dude.
Exactly.
So you couldn't really judge the trade in the immediate aftermath.
You ready for this?
Yeah, you got a smirk on.
Well, this is a different little quirk. It's not a new deal. I do think we're getting now to 306. It's unlikely you're going to hear any more deals. The after the buzzer deal that came out was Charlie Morton. Charlie Morton's going to go to the Tigers. Okay, whatever. So it looks like just Doval as far as the Giants deals today. We're waiting on the return. But we did just get news on the return for Dustin May to the Red Sox. And you joked that either Kyle Harrison or
Jordan Hicks
would be in the deal. Well, they're not. But guess who is? James Tibbs.
Tibbs?
It was the Giants' first-round draft pick, who many would argue was actually the guy that the Red Sox were really after. I mean, Harrison for sure, too. But James Tibbs, the most recent Giants draft pick who went to Boston in the Devers deal, is a Dodger.
Man, he's a Dodger.
So as Lucas just whispered to me, you know how this ends, don't you?
Of course.
Yeah. So Tibbs will be batting fifth and hitting 42 home runs for the Dodgers next year.
And Tibbs was taken, was he not this draft, but last draft, right?
Yeah,
last year's draft.
Yes, yeah. And 2024, right? 24,
and was that still when Farhan Zaidi was presiding over the draft?
It was.
And Farhan Zaidi, I believe, is with the Los Angeles Dodgers? In some capacity?
In some capacity he is.
So yes. There you have it. This one reeks of Farhan Zaidi saying, hey guys, if we're dealing with Boston, there's this guy Tibbs. I call him Tibbsy. Let's see if we can get old Tibbsy, who did get up to double A.
I mean, maybe.
I'm connecting dots over here.
Farhan's not calling shots in L.A.
He's not calling shots, and but he's got not, a voice.
Right, but he's a first-round draft pick. It's not like the other teams don't know who this guy is. This guy's going to be widely scouted over the last handful of years of his life. And he's a nice prospect. He's a nice prospect. And he's a Dodger.
I mentioned it before.
I don't yike it.
I know. It's a Farhan special.
I don't yike it at all.
Well, and you never really got to know Tibbs to where he was a forever Giant. But yeah, the Dodgers getting your number one pick. But you got Rafi Devers out of the deal, so there you have it.
All right. We are apparently closing in on the return from the Yankees to the Giants for Camilo Doval. The Yankees traded, again, these are just going to be names. We'll start studying on who they are. But the Giants got four players. Four players in return, and we only know three of the names. Jesus Rodriguez, Parks Harbor.
Oh, I love him. I mean,
I can't even get through it. Okay. Tristan Vreeling and someone else.
Okay.
All right. So now we all hurry to go with the Yankees top prospect list and find out where these guys sit on the prospect list. None of them are in the top five, none of them are in the top 10.
Parks Harbor, a Georgia kid. Buster obviously feeling those ties. He's been playing high A, his second year in the minors. So
Vreeling is their 19th prospect, a right-handed pitcher at Double A. Jesus Rodriguez is a Triple A, wait for it, catcher / third baseman.
Okay.
I don't know that I've ever seen that before, but he is a Triple A. 23-year-old catcher / third baseman. I don't see the third name. I don't see Parks. Well, what did you say about Parks Harbor? What does he do for a living?
He's a first baseman, third baseman. He's a single A.
Single A. Okay, so he's a young guy.
Kid out of Georgia. He played, I think, 3 or 4 years collegiately at Georgia.
All right, and then we don't know yet the name of the fourth player. But the Giants get four players. But at this point, without knowing who the one other player is, you only see two in the top 30 on their prospect list, and they're at number 19 and number 25.
And just looking at Jesus Rodriguez and his fielding log, he's played confirming every position except shortstop.
Oh.
He's the only position he hasn't played is short. Across minors, 97 games at third, 157 as catcher. And I'm going to look and see if he's Pudge's kid.
A catcher.
Because he looks a lot like Pudge Rodriguez.
A catcher, you say.
A catcher, you say.
Buster Posey acquired a catcher.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
In AAA this year.
Does he hit?
AAA, Scranton-Wilkes Barre. He is hitting .317.
So he hits.
With five homers? Yeah. An OPS of .839.
So he's a catcher.
Uh-huh.
And he hits.
Uh-huh. What's your point?
Kind of like the guy who acquired him.
He was a catcher.
And he hits.
And he also hit.
He hit. The Giants don't have one of those. I don't know if you've noticed that. They don't have one of those.
I think Kisner deserves more of a chance.
How's this guy's framing?
How's his framing?
I can tell you about
Dibs,
his frame.
Take a look at his framing.
5'10", 208.
He's a little
in the squat.
Strong base.
He is Pudge.
I'm going to see if he's related to Pudge. Just looking at his picture, I'm not saying that he's Pudgy, but he looks a little like Pudge. That's all I'm going to say.
We
got some Googling to do.
We sure do. And we also have some listening to do because Buster Posey and Zach Manassian, the general manager of the Giants and the president of baseball operations, are scheduled to speak shortly, and we will carry it live. Remember, Pudge Rodriguez's son already played for the Giants. His name is Derek Rodriguez. He was a pitcher. Remember that just a few years ago.
Okay.
I do not think that this kid is Pudge Rodriguez's son.
That's a shame.
It does not. It appears he only had one son, and he already played for the Giants, so we're done with that.
Okay.
All right. We are still waiting on more of the return, but Camilo Doval is a Yankee. Four new players, farmhands in theory, coming to the Giants, although one name we are still trying to find out. So we will have that for you shortly. And Buster and Zach Manassian will speak shortly. We will have that for you coming up here live. Also, coming up this afternoon, 4:30, Valks in Washington against the Mystics. Hear the game on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. Or you can watch the game on KPIX pregame at 4. We're brought to you by the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. Your future begins here. This is Willard and Dibs.
Very high to right and a long run for Yastrzemski. And did he make the catch? He did! Unbelievable.
I mean, they had him really protecting Triples Alley. And he just sells out, puts it right in the pocket. This is just a remarkable effort.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
So that catch right there.
Oh, amazing catch.
It's a great catch.
You got to have him out there for his glove
yesterday.
The rest of the way.
Yeah, that was a great catch. NBC Sports, Barry Krook and Kipe. Yeah, go ahead and hit it.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
Mike Yastrzemski's been traded to the Royals.
It's 3:20.
Mike Yastrzemski's been traded to the Royals.
I mean, are we still using fax machines where these things are still getting faxed into the league office and so we can't leak them to reporters on time?
And Buster Posey's press conference has been delayed.
Of course.
Yeah.
He's still working the fax machine. How the hell do you use this doohickey? No word yet on the compensation, but catch that we saw and the catch that you heard. And honestly, this one, it hurts me a little bit personally and emotionally because one of my best dates with my now wife, supper, was to the game in 2021 when he hit the splash slam to bring them back from six runs down. So yeah, I've always had a soft spot for Yaz, who will be a free agent, but now he gets to go be a Royals and, you know, be a part of a team that's still pushing for a playoff spot.
Yeah. So, again, like he said, the return for Yaz, we don't know yet. I'm not expecting it to be much. We do have news with regard to who that fourth Yankee farmhand is that's coming back to the Giants for Camilo Doval. It is none other than Carlos De La Rosa. Carlos De La Rosa. And
I like the player.
I really love your spin on why his name was delayed of the four names. And again, why was it?
Because he's not old enough to consent to being traded. He's 17. So the Yankees have to call the De La Rosas. Hello, Mr. and Mrs. De La Rosa. Yeah, who's this? It's the Yankees. We'd like to trade your son, but we need you to fill out this field trip form. We need you to fill out this permission slip.
Are we allowed to put his name on Twitter? Because he's been traded to the Gigante.
He'll be 18 in the end of November. He was born in 2007, and he's on the move.
He's 178 pounds.
Of course he is. He's 17.
I mean, there are people listening to the show who have dogs who weigh more than that.
Yeah.
So anyway, Carlos De La Rosa, yes, he is in the Dominican Summer League, where he is posting an ERA of 5.3 over seven games.
It's a hitter's league.
He'll be available to vote at some point next year, and he'll be available to go on beer runs for your teenagers at some point in 2028.
And he
for
will,
the holidays.
He'll be through with arbitration in 2040. So there's that. I like the player.
He's under team control until we all die.
He's under curfew right now.
That's true.
He has to be home by 10 or he gets grounded. Yet he's been traded.
Dude, he has struck out 36 people in 22 innings.
I like it.
Yet still has an ERA of 5.3.
I mean, he's got swing and miss stuff.
What the hell's going on down there in the Dominican Summer League?
From what I've been told, he's tough on lefties.
Okay. Is he left-handed?
He is.
Okay.
Yeah. Swing and miss or swing and home run?
That's right.
That's
feast
it.
Or famine.
That's
two
it.
True outcomes.
Yeah.
There you have it. Well, that's the player to be named later. So now we're all officially on De La Rosa watch. And you figure it's 2025. If he's not up to the big club by 2031, then I'm going to rip Buster for this trade. I mean, that's really what we're doing, right? Although
see.
In all seriousness, Mark, with Doval being a closer and a good one at that, doesn't feel like on the surface they got as much back as I would have thought they would have. Just prospects-wise.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree with you other than the fact that I have no clue how to translate this yet. I mean, you say the Yankees' 19th prospect, that might equal the Giants' fourth prospect.
Fair.
I don't know about the Yankees' farm system. Maybe it's unbelievable. So I'm going to need baseball people to translate this. Again, it took a few minutes for people to translate the Tyler Rogers trade, but yeah, in theory, based on prospect rankings and major league readiness, the Giants got a lot more back for Tyler Rogers than they did for Camilo Doval.
Just based on exactly AAA stats and the fact that you got Buto in that first trade for Rogers, and he actually is a major leaguer, so he goes right into your bullpen. And we won't know about the four players you get back from the Yankees for a small handful of years, but
decades.
Yeah, and I'm just gonna borrow from what Jeff Passan just tweeted about 8 minutes ago. Three words. That was fun. And I agree. Yeah. That, and it's probably not even over. There's still gonna be deals that trickle out, but this baseball trade deadline, Mark, over the last couple of days, that has been really fun.
Bob Nightingale, 1 minute ago. I'd like to read this because I think that this is what we have to let set in. And this is how it feels right now on the Giants plane, which I imagine is probably already landed in New York. But this is how it feels to them. Because you could sit here and be like, well, Yaz, okay. And then you gave up some relievers, but that's a position of strength. Bob Nightingale just wrote, the San Francisco Giants close out the trade deadline by sending outfielder Mike Yastrzemski to the Kansas City Royals as they wave the white flag.
Yeah. I mean, that's a fair way to look at it.
You like that, Lucas?
Huh? Yes, was it. That's it.
That's it.
And this is from Alex Pavlovich, friend of the program.
Yep.
Giants needed to clear at-bats for Luis Matos. Drew Gilbert should be ready for the bigs, and they have Luciano and Grant McRae in AAA. So we're basically just clearing at-bats for Luciano. God, we hope he can play a position. McRae, who I do think is a legitimate fourth or fifth outfielder with speed. Drew Gilbert should be ready, and now we get Matos. So that basically tells you what they're looking to do. They're looking to have a little look-see at these four players and others.
Yep.
Which doesn't feel like a drive for the pennant.
No.
Right? I mean, that kind of speaks to the white flag nature. Your best outfielder, your closer, and your third best reliever on the move for a couple maybe ready-made big leaguers. So yeah, turns out you were right yesterday. I pushed back on the portrayal of this being a sell, but now after these other two deals today, you're right. It's a sell. It's a white flag. Start waving it.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And so there's a few things to say here. And by the way, as the deadline comes to the close and the Giants do make a couple more moves, so three in total, farewell to Tyler Rogers, Camilo Doval, and Mike Yastrzemski. 888-957-9570 is the number if you want to react to Buster Posey's first trade deadline. What do you think? And what kind of a grade would you give him? We'll get to that in a second. The very first thing that I do want to say, and I feel like we might have sold this a little bit short yesterday. These three guys who are on their way out, particularly two of them, I want to put Camilo Doval over here for just a second, and then we'll get to him. Mike Yastrzemski and Tyler Rogers represent some of the best stuff that sports has to offer. And here's what I mean by that. These two, Mike Yastrzemski is not a great player. He's not a great player, but he was a good Giant. And he was plucked from the Baltimore Orioles farm system already into his late 20s. Like most guys, and I don't know if maybe his baseball family history had anything to do with this, but a lot of guys, when you're in the minors that long, you give up. You give up. But he didn't. And he made a major league career out of this. Tyler Rogers, and we know this, he's told this story before. Tyler Rogers was literally days away from becoming a firefighter. He was about to give up on Major League Baseball, and he spoke to his wife, and they talked about, you know, maybe going to change things up a little bit, and let's go be a firefighter, and it was the end of another season in the minors, and it just wasn't quite working out, and then he got called up. And everyone's like, who is this crazy? He almost touches the ground when he throws. What the hell's going on there? And years later, he's been in the Giants bullpen for almost as long as Logan Webb has been starting for this team. And he was an incredibly consistent late inning reliever who came within the breath this year of being on the All-Star team. That's awesome. That's awesome. He was a really good Giant. And Yaz was a good Giant. Were they great players? I wouldn't give them that word, but baseball is unique in that you put people in pro ball and most of them still never get all the way to the top. And both of these guys were literally moments away from giving up in their career, and they ended up having now lengthy major league careers where other teams decided they really wanted them to go on stretch runs. I think that's pretty cool, and so I want to give a salute to both Tyler Rogers and Mike Yastrzemski and Camilo Doval, but a different one to Doval, yep, which we'll do in a second. But I want to give a salute to these players as they make their way to different organizations.
Beautifully said and very well said. And I know that Yaz, when you were working at a different station, was very generous with his time.
Incredibly.
And he's come on with us a number of times, and he's always been generous. And just hearing you lay that out, I pulled up his baseball reference, and he's now been in the bigs for 7 years.
Yep.
You realize he still has more plate appearances as a minor leaguer than he does as a big leaguer. 2605 to 2595. Even though he's been here 7 years as a mostly regular platoon guy, whatever, he still has more minor league appearances at the dish than he does in the bigs. And it was 8 years and 7 years going back to 2013. And he's been up and down a few times, but that, just looking at that, speaks to exactly what you're talking about, where he went from, he was kind of stuck at double A forever, and then a lot of triple A, and he wouldn't get that chance, and he finally did.
I do not forget. In fact, I was at the game where Mike got his first major league hit, and the whole family's there, and you think about the fun we've had with the Yastrzemski family and their last name, and Mike went from being, you know, he was one of these guys who people started talking about Farhan Fiennes, and I know that people grew to not like that because there's too much happening on the margins with that era of Giants baseball, and I get that, and I agree with that. At the same time, nobody remembers what the Giants kind of gave up for Mike Yastrzemski. Like, that nobody even knows. And so they went and plucked somebody who they thought was being underutilized. He turned into a big leaguer. He married his wife, Paige. They started a family together all this time while he was with the San Francisco Giants. And you're right. I think you're perfect to point this out. Like, Buster Posey took over Giants baseball and said, this is about making memories. And Yaz has given us quite a few. I mean, some great defensive plays out there. He had 5 walk-off hits just this year. You'll remember the one against Arizona when they come back and win that game 8-7. I'll never forget that triples alley bomb off Josh Hader. You remember that one to win a baseball game? Lefty on lefty. Nobody saw that hit coming. And so Yaz is the owner of some cool memories over the last 7 years and an unlikely story. And so farewell and thanks to Mike Yastrzemski.
And hopefully he can finish off this year with a flurry. This year he actually got probably an arbitration contract, but he was making north of $5 million. And now he gets to be a free agent for the first time, and he's not going to get an 8-year deal. He's 35, I think you mentioned, or about to be 35. And so he probably has a 1 or 2 or 3 more year deal that's out there. But not only did he work his way into being a big leaguer, but this year he made $5-plus million. So for the first time, he actually got a nice salary and a chunk. And so if he can finish the year in a positive way for Kansas City, hopefully there's more free agent money out there for him.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's funny. I remember talking to him about this. Like, remember the conversation we had earlier this week about the whole baseball system in terms of salary cap? Could you have a salary floor? And then there's this arbitration system. And for guys like Mike Yastrzemski, if you don't make the bigs until your late 20s, you don't get to do free agency. Period. Like, yes, he'll be a free agent next year, but I promise you it's going to be a 1-year deal. I promise you, wherever he goes, it's a 1-year deal. Because he's already going to be 35 years old. And look, he's thankful that he was able to make a big league life for himself, but he's never going to have a bite of that apple of, like, can I get a multi-year deal somewhere in a huge payday? And so, you know, don't play a violin for him. He's a big league ball player. He's done well for himself. But I think that that's a ridiculous system. Why does somebody, when they come up, when they're 28 years old, you're under team control until your mid-30s when the league is kind of looking to spit you out and be done with you? And that's kind of how it's going to go for Mike. So I'm with you. I hope he tears it up for the Royals here down the stretch and get himself a nice little deal or two on the way out of his career over the next handful of years.
Yeah, he's a poster child for what's messed up about the system. And he has made, according to Baseball Reference, about $27 million. And I lowballed him. He was making $9.25 million this year.
Okay.
So $27 million through the career, nothing to sneeze at. And again, no one's going to cry in their oatmeal over a guy who's made $27 million for his career. But the system definitely hurts a guy like Yaz, who, you know, doesn't get a crack until he's 28. I think that your clock should start when you start professional baseball. Like, when you start A-ball.
Agreed.
If you're going to hold me to a 6 or 7 year situation, then after 6 years, if I'm still grinding away in the minors, then that whole arbitration pre-arb stuff, it goes away. But again, the collective bargaining will come up next winter, and it's going to be a fight over other things. But for Yaz, Godspeed and best of luck. And I'm glad you told the story about Tyler Rogers, because I had forgotten how close he was to hanging it up. And, you know, then he comes out with this funky delivery and turns out to be a very valuable Giant.
And then as for Camilo Duvall, and by the way, we're still waiting on the return for Yaz, right?
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything yet on the return for Yaz. If you're just joining us, Camilo Duvall is to the Yankees for 4 players. Mike Yastrzemski goes to the Royals. We're still waiting on a return name for that. But yes, this is a clear and total sell-off by Buster Posey and the Giants. We're expecting Buster and GM Zach Manassian to speak at some point, and as soon as they do, we will carry this for you live. The Duvall finish in San Francisco, to me, is a little bittersweet. because I remember when he came up, and what Duvall represented to me is one of those guys that you sort of feel like the Giants just never had. You know, you're watching some of these relievers, and it felt like looking around the league, you know, Aroldis Chapman and guys like that, you're like, man, it feels like everybody's got these fireballers who can throw 100 miles an hour, and they're really exciting late in games, and the Giants don't have that. I wish the Giants had that. And then Duvall came up, and it was incredibly exciting. And he had to work his way through being an eight-inning guy until he could be the ninth-inning guy. And then he made an all-star team. And I looked at Duvall and I went, now, look, I know the closer role can come and go fast. It's kind of like being an NFL running back because you lose 1 mile an hour or two and that's a wrap. But I'm like, Duvall is going to be the closer here for a while. And then what unfolded last year will forever be disappointing to me, which is that Duvall and the organization just suddenly became at odds because he did not want to go in to the game when it wasn't a closing situation.
I remember that.
And he started getting really kind of rough around the edges with regard to, I think the Giants questioned how good of a teammate that he was. And you remember toward the end of the year, they sent him down. Like, he was an all-star in 23. And in 24, he got shipped to SAC. So it was like, dog, what happened here? And then he pops out the other side. I think that, you know, cooler heads prevailed, but he starts the year as the setup man to Ryan Walker. He's not the closer. But then Walker falters. Duvall becomes the closer. And then for a minute, you're like, dude, he's back and we're on track. And then it got a little wobbly again. And I just wonder what Buster really thinks based on two things. The behavior from last year, and then what I think is just one too many times each week, Camilo comes into the game and has a hard time with the strike zone.
Yep.
And you just can't do that as a late-inning reliever. You just can't do it. And so I wonder if that's what led to this, because Duvall has two more years of team control. They did not have to do this today.
They didn't, and you know, ultimately you got four prospects back, and this just in from the Royals Twitter. The Royals actually breaking the news ahead of a reporter. The Giants receive minor league right-hand pitcher Junior Marte, and they will have a corresponding move for their roster. But Marte is a 21-year-old, 6'5", 210, out of the Dominican. He's a starting pitcher with a 274 this year at single A.
Number 20 prospect in the Royals organization.
This is not bad.
I mean,
it's a one for one, and he's a guy who's 6'5", he's a baby.
He's 21 years old, single A, as you say.
Well, sounds like you send him right to San Jose, and so we'll at least get an up-close and personal look. He's got a 274 ERA, 79 strikeouts and 82 innings, and he's a starting pitcher. And as you mentioned, he's 21. So that's from the Royals Twitter. And what you were saying about Duvall is absolutely spot on. And if you're looking about two more years of team control, yet you have Randy Rodriguez, who I think profiles to be a little bit better than Duvall. His fastball is a little bit better. His closer stuff, maybe his makeup is better. Sounds like the right time to make a move like this.
You know what's fun also on these top prospect rankings is they'll give you an ETA. They give you an ETA.
I love it.
Estimated time of arrival, for those of you who don't know what ETA is. But in this particular case, it's not like I'm going to be there at 4 o'clock. They're projecting what year this player will make the bigs. Junior Marte, ETA, 2027.
Okay.
2027.
I was thinking 2028, so
yeah,
that's not bad.
Yeah, so not next year.
He'll be 22 in September. So that would mean he'll be, you know, 24 when he makes it all the way up. That sounds about right. Do they have one for Carlos De La Rosa?
No.
An ETA?
No, because he's not on the top prospects list.
I gotcha.
He's only 17 years old. But yeah, if we go to the Yankees' top prospects, the two guys that the Giants did get who are on the list, Tristan Vreeling, right-handed pitcher in Double A, ETA 2026.
Okay.
So might be a part of the Giants come up next year. And then the catcher, third baseman, Jesus Rodriguez, who, by the way, Dibs, my sources tell me, he's been hot lately. He's been swinging it.
Yeah?
Swinging it down in the minors at AAA. ETA 2026.
Ooh.
Also next year.
Okay.
What's wrong with that?
I was thinking.
He's 23 years old.
ETA August 1st.
Well, maybe. You don't have to follow this. It's just the internet. It's not like the Giants are going to be like, we'd love to bring him up, but Baseball America said we can't do it until next year.
I get it.
Yeah.
I just look at where you are in a catcher situation, and if you really are going to try to see what you have, and if he's going to be ready to go for next year, you know what you have right now. Bailey, great defensively, doesn't really hit. And I don't know if Kisner is any good defensively, but he can't hit either. And we talked about this yesterday. Maybe it was off the air. In the Giants prospect list, none of them are catchers. So now you've got a guy who at least would be in the pipeline. And I know you have to put him on the 40-man and all the rest of it, blah, blah, blah. But I would push up his ETA to, I don't know, how's Tuesday for you?
Yeah, exactly. Do you want to hear a little blurb from somebody who covers basically the Yankees and minor league baseball?
Would love to.
Yankees catching prospect Jesus Rodriguez has been red hot lately. In his last 20 AAA games, he'd batten 301. The slash is 414, 494. That's an over 900 OPS. Four homers and seven extra base hits. That's in his last 20 games. On Sunday alone, he hit two. Two home runs on Sunday. The blurb is, scrappy player, great bat to ball, and good defensively, throwing out 36% of attempted base stealers, still just 23 years old. Jesus Rodriguez, new Giants farmhand.
Bring him up. I mean, seriously.
Bring him out, bring him out.
Bring him up, bring him up. I mean, what else are we doing at catcher? Bailey has been good defensively, and as I just ran it down, bring up Jesus. Let's see what you got.
Let's see. Right-handed hitter. All right, we're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. 888-957-9570. How do you feel about Buster Posey's first deadline? Tyler Rogers, a Met. Camilo Doval, a Yankee. Mike Yastrzemski, a Royal. And count them up. Eight new young players coming to the Giants, one at the major league level already, but probably more on the way here pretty soon. 888-957-9570. It's Willard and Dibbs.